Thousands wait at Ukraine border after Polish truckers blockade. The New York Times, November 10, 2023, 8:04 a.m. Thousands of trucks were lined up at several border crossings between Ukraine and Poland on Friday, preventing goods from being delivered to Europe and causing traffic jams lasting several days as Polish truckers blocked checkpoints over what they said was unfair competition from their Ukrainian counterparts. Ukraine's infrastructure minister, Oleksandr Kubarkovy, said in a statement on Thursday afternoon that more than 20,000 vehicles were blocked on both sides of the border, adding that the protest was already affecting the economies of Ukraine and the European Union. The figure could not be independently confirmed. The statement from Ukraine's State Border Service on Thursday said the number of trucks prevented from crossing into Ukraine was 1,700, but there was little dispute that the disruption has been significant. The waiting time for drivers at two of the three checkpoints that protesters have been blocking was as long as 7 days as of Friday afternoon, the fifth day of the protests, according to the Polish authorities. Cork Zawa, HREBN, Arohusk commercial traffic is at a standstill, read a message posted on the Facebook page of the Polish Committee for the Defense of Carriers and Transport Employers on Monday, the first day of the protest, in a reference to the three crossing points that have been blocked. Poland has been one of Kyiv's strongest wartime backers, but there have been broader tensions over Ukrainian exports transiting through Poland as Kyiv desperately tries to find alternative export routes to evade Russia's de facto blockade of the Black Sea, Ukraine's main trading route before the war. This fall, Polish farmers protested over what they said was cheap Ukrainian produce seeping into the country's domestic markets and hurting their businesses, prompting Poland to ban agricultural imports from Ukraine. Now, the Polish truckers claimed that the European Union's decision to scrap permits for Ukrainian truckers after Russia's full-scale invasion last year, a decision designed to help keep the Ukrainian economy afloat during the war, has led to an influx of Ukrainian drivers, cutting into their profits. "Their trucks flooded us," Jacek Sokol, from the Polish Committee for the Defense of Carriers and Transport Employers, told Polish news outlets. Image: a line of trucks on Wednesday along the road in the Polish city of Przemysl, where there was a long way to cross the border. Credit: Derek Delmanowicz/EPA, via Shutterstock. The protesters' main demands are the restoration of transport permits for Ukrainian truckers, a move that would effectively limit the number of drivers from outside the bloc who could operate there, and a ban on transportation companies from outside the European Union. As of midday on Friday, the waiting time was 50 hours at the Arohusk checkpoint and 172 hours at HREBN, according to data from the Polish National Revenue Administration. The Ukrainian authorities said they were in contact with their Polish counterparts to resolve the issue. But Sergei Derkash, the deputy of Mr. Kubarkovy, the infrastructure minister, seemed to indicate that Ukraine would not compromise on the reintroduction of permits. "For us, it is unacceptable in the conditions of war," he wrote on Facebook this week, citing the effect of the conflict on Ukraine's logistic chains and the suffering caused by Russia's obstruction of the Black Sea. Ukraine said on Wednesday that a Russian missile had struck a commercial ship while it was moored in a Black Sea port and killed the port pilot, the first attack on a vessel sailing the new shipping route devised by Kyiv to evade Moscow's blockade. The attack did not prevent traffic from continuing, with the Ukrainian authorities saying that six ships carrying more than 230,000 tons of agricultural products had since left ports in the Oz region. There has been an uptick in military activity in the Black Sea in recent months. On Friday, Ukraine's military intelligence agency said it had damaged two small Russian landing boats in Crimea, the peninsula that Russia illegally annexed in 2014 and that is an increasingly frequent target for Ukrainian forces. The claim could not be independently verified. The Polish truckers' protest was reminiscent of a dispute in September over Ukraine's grain exports to Europe and beyond. After the European Union lifted a temporary ban on imports of Ukrainian agricultural products to five Eastern European member nations, three of them Poland, Hungary and Slovakia defied the bloc and said they would continue to bar the sales within their borders, arguing that they were undercutting prices and hurting farmers. The bans angered Ukraine, which filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization against the three countries. It suspended its complaint early last month after reaching an agreement with Slovakia to issue licenses to exporters to regulate the flow of grain and finding common ground with Poland over the transport of certain agricultural exports to third countries. Poland is poised to form a new government after recent elections, and the protests may be a move by the truckers to secure concessions as negotiations take place over who will lead the country. Bennett told Magyar's contributed research from Warsaw, Poland, and Daria Maciek from KIAB. Constant M and number 233 Hood has covered France from the Paris Bureau of the Times since 2020. More about Constant Ma copyright Hood share full article.